a song about the working man and his boss, and you know, the boss sticks it to the working man, but in the end, the working man wins. Come all you good time cowboys and listen to my song. Summer pleasant on the hunt of the buffalo. Well, I found myself in Griffin in the spring of 83. When a well-known famous drover came walking up to me. He said, "How you do, young feller? How'd you like to go? Spend the summer pleasant on the hunt of the buffalo." Well, me being out of work right then to the drover, I did say, "Going out on your buffalo road depends upon your pay. If you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the hunt of the buffalo." Of course, we pay good wages, transportation too. If you'd agree to work with me until the season's through, but if you do get homesick and try to run away, you're gonna starve to death out on that trail and also lose your pay. All that flattering talking, he signed up quite a train. Some 10 or 12 in number, all able-bodied men. Our trip, it was a pleasant one as we hit that westward road. Until we crossed old Boggy Creek in old New Mexico. Our pleasures ended, our troubles all begun. There was a lightning storm, it hit us, made all the cattle run. We got all stowed full of stickers from the cactus that did grow. And the outlaws watched to pick us off from the hills of Mexico. Working season was ended, but the drover would not pay. He said, "You drank up all your wages, boys, you're all in debt to me." But the cowboys never had heard of such a thing as that old bankrupt law. We left that drover's bones to bleach on the hills of Mexico. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. What's that? Oh, the one about the vegetable man. Sure, I'll sing that one. I'd like to try that one. Megnas. I found out later it's pronounced Menya. But you know, I'm from West Virginia, you know. Kurt Vonnegut's, I've been reading him very lately again. And West Virginia
crops up in his books quite often. It's really weird. And it's usually kind of, he's lamenting how backward it is. Cyrus the Titan is talking about a big evangelist meeting in Wheeling, West Virginia, right where I'm from. Anyway, Wheeling's a nice little town. These days it's kind of a dead mill town. It was a really rich town. So there's a lot of immigrants, a lot of steel mills there, and there was a lot of immigrants. That's why the Irish came there. That's why the Italians, the Polish, the Serb-Croatian people. Just tons of people came to work the mines and work the steel mills. But, you know, along with that, you know, the people brought their own trades, and I guess this guy, Tony Megna, knew about vegetables. Like my mom would say, well, you know, I've got some hamburger in the refrigerator, in the freezer, and I've got some dry noodles, and Mr. Magnus coming down the street today, so I don't have to go to the grocery store. So, you know, all these women, you'd hear him coming. He had his little song that he'd sing from his truck, just driving it down the street. He'd go, melons, you'd hear him coming, you know, and all these women would come out of the houses with their pocketbooks. You know, it looked like a really good job.